The following is a special presentation of WCLO Sports. Janesville Parker High School girls basketball is on the air. Our coverage begins with Parker Preview, an in-depth look at our featured Vikings basketball matchup. Now, live from the gym, here are Dan Saunders and the voice of WCLO Sports, Josh Goldberg.
From Janesville Parker High School, it's Big 8 girls basketball between the Parker Vikings and the Verona Wildcats. Josh and Dan set to bring you coverage of a Parker team that we haven't seen since the first week of the season. Dan, that was a rough loss to Beloit Memorial, but that was a high-speed team. It was up-in-your-face defense, and this is a Parker team that's trying to reestablish itself, re-identify itself under a new head coach. Since then, it's been a blowout loss on the road at Sun Prairie West, tough loss to Sun Prairie East. Madison Memorial was a rough one as well. And then the best player for Madison, La Follette, didn't play, and the Parker girls kind of sensed that a little bit, and they only had a three-point loss on the road to La Follette, which, I mean, if you're looking for positive signs and moral victories, I guess when you're trying to, you know, get your feet under you as a program, you take that and you run with it. But this is going to be a tough one tonight, and I think everybody probably walking into the gym knows that.
Yeah, for sure. And if you're Parker in that last game against La Follette, like, you're not worried about who's not there for them. I mean, you just, you know, you're taking care of your business. And yeah, you don't want to have to rely on moral victories, but early in the season to play a team like La Follette to a three-point game is good. You like to see that. But yeah, tonight's going to be a tough one. You know, Verona, they're the gold standard in the Big 8 and have been for several years. You know, it's one of those things that's kind of cyclical. We've seen this over the years. You know, the Craig boys had this in the 80s and the 90s. Claw had it over here with the Parker girls for about 20 years. Madison Memorial boys had it for a while, and now it's the Verona girls. And they lost a lot from last year, including, player of the year in the conference and All-State, Taylor Stremlow, who's now playing in Iowa. She'll be tough to replace. But, you know, when you're going through these kind of runs as a program, you don't really replace people. You just kind of reload. And from what I've seen here early on with some of the scores that we're seeing in these Verona games, obviously we haven't seen them yet, but it appears they did just that. They reloaded.
Yeah, you got another Stremlow who's a freshman just starting in the program, so that doesn't seem to want to stop. They got some height, a big 6'3 girl who's a senior. I don't remember her on the roster from last year. I'm not even sure whether we did a Verona game last year. Memory doesn't serve. But if you're talking about Janesville Parker and just trying to take steps forward as a program, obviously this is a tough game. What positive things, if you're Coach Katie DeZayo, are you looking for? And yeah, you don't want to, you know, maybe keep it to not having it be a running clock, or you want to limit your turnovers, or you want to, you know, try and get more assists if possible. Like, what are you looking for positive signs in a game like this against a team that, like you said, has been the gold standard of the conference?
Just things that you can build on, going forward through the rest of the season. Parker's still a very young team, only one senior on the roster. So all of these girls, this is a really good opportunity for them to, you know, some of them who haven't played at the varsity level yet, to really kind of get a sense of, like, if you want to compete at the highest level, this is what the highest level is. You know, whether Verona is a state championship contender this year remains to be seen, but we know they're a contender for the Big 8 right up there with Madison Memorial. So, you know, this is the kind of program that Parker wants to get to and for them get back to. And, you know, similar things to what we saw in the Beloit game. Like, can you come down and run your offense? Can you run your out-of-bounds plays and execute? Even if you don't make the shot, is everybody in the right spot? Are your defensive rotations the way you want them to be? If the other team just has more talent and they make shots, so be it right now. You can't really necessarily worry about that. But as long as you're doing the right things and you've got some things that you can show the girls this week on tape, like, look, we did these 10 things perfect. And when we play other teams, if we do these 10 things perfect, we're going to have more success in the win-loss column.
Yeah, Parker might have a more successful chance at that. Not sure how Kenosha Indian Trail is. They play that. And this is a tough week for them because you got three games. And, yeah, you're at the high school level, and, you know, your body should be recharging a little bit easier when you're younger. But when you don't have numbers like this and you're trying to get a lot of kids on the floor with freshmen and juniors and sophomores, and, you know, you only have one senior on the ball club, it's kind of tough recharging your batteries when you're playing so much with Thursday and then Saturday. You know, you want, especially when you're young and you're trying to install something new with a new coach and get those practices in so you can get those philosophies and fundamentals sound before you play games. Three games with this few players in the whole program, that's kind of challenging.
It is, and I mean, yeah, by the end of this week, they're going to already have eight games under their belt, which is a third of the season, and we've only really been playing for a month. So it once the season starts, it does come fast. And then you couple that in with, you know, you kind of get this holiday, a little bit of laissez-faire, like, you know, we're holiday break's coming up. Maybe we got a few finals coming up. It's kind of time to, you know, think about relaxing a little bit. But, you know, this is the time of year when teams really, you know, the good teams like to make some strides over the holiday break. You get a little bit of a respite from playing some of your conference teams, and then you can kind of re-gear up after the first of the year for the stretch run.
All right, this is the SSM Health pregame show. It is Janesville, Parker, and Verona. SSM Health, care how you want it, when you need it. Coming up, we'll talk with head coach Katie DeZeo of the Parker girls as the Vikings get set to take on the Wildcats. Tip off at 7:15 later on this evening. This is WCLO Janesville Beloit, streaming online on the Big Radio app.
Life keeps moving, and so should you. If chronic joint pain is slowing you down, the exceptional team of orthopedic specialists at SSM Health in Janesville will listen to your concerns, answer any questions, and partner with you to develop personal goals and a treatment plan that works for you. It's time to get moving again, pain-free. Visit ssmhealth.com/JanesvilleOrtho to learn more and request an appointment.
A Blaine's Farm and Fleet original story.
These are going to be the best pancakes ever.
Sure are. Let's see. Presto griddle, Pyrex mixing bowls.
Oh, and KT birdseed.
Birdseed?
Yep. For the world's first pancake bird feeder snowman. Ta-da!
For home-cooked breakfasts, special bird feeders, and everything in between, we've got the values you need to do things your way. Blaine's Farm and Fleet. Be an original.
Award-winning, best in region, highest honors, A safety grade rating. These are coveted titles to hold, and Beloit Memorial Hospital is honored to hold these titles consecutively. Beloit Memorial Hospital was the only hospital in South Central Wisconsin and North Central Illinois to receive these top honors by Leapfrog Group. Leapfrog assigns an A, B, C, D, or F grade on general hospitals across the country based on over 30 national performance measures reflecting errors, accidents, injuries, and infections, as well as the system hospitals have in place to prevent harm. And your local Beloit Memorial Hospital has won top honors consecutively. In the words of Beloit Health System's Senior Vice President Roger Kapoor, we are honored to receive an A rating and to be recognized by the Leapfrog Group. Excellence in healthcare isn't just a goal for us, it's our commitment. This recognition is a testament to the hard work and unwavering dedication of our entire team. Congratulations to the entire Beloit Health System team and your commitment to the safety of our community. Beloit Health System, committed to our community, dedicated to your health.
This is the Big Radio Sports Network.
Josh Colbert back on the SSM Health pregame show. It's Janesville, Parker, and Verona in girls basketball, talking with girls head coach Katie DeZeo ahead of the matchup with the Vikings and the Wildcats. All right, last time out against Madison La Follette, three-point game. Their best player wasn't available, but did you think improvements were made on the court through those first four games and then into the La Follette game? You know, personnel taking that out of it, did you think there was a different tone that the girls set on the court and maybe, you know, them smelling a little success and maybe believing more in themselves?
Yeah, I think that they were happy to see that she wasn't going to suit up. Of course, you know, a player that strong is kind of nice to not face them. We prepped really hard to play against her, and so I think they felt really prepared then, knowing that she wasn't going to be playing, that they were ready to take on whatever else they had to offer.
Couple of blowouts since we saw you in the first game against Beloit Memorial, Sun Prairie West, Madison Memorial. You've played some of the better teams in the conference kind of out of the way. Has that kind of stemmed the confidence of your players, but are they looking, you know, are they still being confident and buying into what's happening in the program with you as the lead?
Absolutely. Each game, you know, they get in the locker room and there's kind of the slump of like, okay, here we go again. But you know, there's positive things happening. Their gameplay is better. The mistakes that they're making, yeah, they don't look good if you look at the stat sheet, but there is change. There is improvement. They're not making the same mistakes. They're learning the different angles and all that kind of stuff, you know, to cut those down. And so, yeah, they still show up at practice ready to do the next thing and get better. So that's all I can ask for.
Numbers a problem. It's going to be a thing all year. It's nothing you can control right now in this year. You hope that maybe things improve. Is there any benefit to getting more playing time for some of the younger players and having those experiences grow through more court time? Or would you rather see more kids getting on the floor and have a chance to get their skills through some playing time?
I think it's kind of a double-edged sword, because in practice you are facing the starters, right? And so if you are battling for that and against it, then that's going to help improve your skills for sure. But also, are you learning at an appropriate rate, right? Like, you don't want to just get thrown into the sharks, which Big 8 varsity can be. So, to kind of tempering that and you know, allowing them space to make a few mistakes and learn from them without expecting, you know, perfection.
And with three games this week, you got Craig coming up on Thursday. You got to go on the road on Saturday. That's a really tough turnaround for such a low number squad, because you don't have anybody else to lean on that maybe could use a little bit of a break. They got to keep stepping up every single time out.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of, like, the whole load management, but, yeah, there is some, right? Like, you just structure your practices a little different to give them a little bit of a break and maybe a little extra time for whoever needs it, right? If there's a tough physical battle, like, yeah, we're not going to turn around the next day in practice and do the same thing, so.
Verona's been one of the tougher teams in the conference. You know, they're unbeaten. They have a couple of blowouts as well. What's the message to the team to start this week? This is a tough one to start with an inner-city matchup coming on Thursday against one of the better teams over the last, you know, decade plus in the conference.
Yeah, game plan. They know what we need to do. Hopefully we can do that from start to finish, right? You get tired and you start making the mental mistakes and start breaking down, and those things can add up really quickly against a good team. You get a couple of fast breaks and then all of a sudden you're down 20 and you don't know what to do. So just remembering that it's, you know, you have to play from start to finish 100%. If it's 30 seconds or 30 minutes, like, that's all I can ask for.
All right, that's Janesville Parker coach Katie DeZeo. It's the Parker girls and Verona. More of our pregame show, starting lineups in the opening tip, coming up in a couple of minutes on WCLO Janesville Beloit and streaming on the Big Radio app.
At the Hanke Clarkson Funeral Home in Janesville, they are proud to do their part in honoring our country's veterans. Business manager Roger Hanke explains.
Our desire is to provide you and your family with professionalism and dignified assistance during your time of need. We promise to support you in honoring your loved one for their dedication and selfless service to our country.
Rely on the experience and compassion at the Hanke Clarkson Funeral Home, 1010 North Wright Road, Janesville. Online at hankeclarkson.com.
Nobody knows windows like Wanakee Remodeling. Their Renewal by Anderson windows are durable, beautiful, custom crafted, made to order, and professionally installed. Energy efficient windows from Wanakee Remodeling and Renewal by Anderson offer you the elegance, strength, and stability of wood with the low maintenance features of vinyl. This month, save 20% off your window and patio door project. Minimum purchase of four plus special financing. Visit WanakeeRemodeling.com.
Wondering how we landed on the name Educators Credit Union? Our mission is all about educating and empowering members like you to make informed financial decisions. And we're passionate about providing free financial education to local communities and classrooms. So, our name may be Educators Credit Union, but you don't have to be a teacher to join. Membership is open to anyone who lives or works in southeastern Wisconsin, no matter your career. Learn more at ecu.com. Federally insured by NCUA.
Time now for another free piece of legal advice. Let's go to Duffy Dillon from Dillon Grubbe, Attorneys at Law.
When you're hurt in a crash, it's easy to forget small details that insurance companies will use to raise bogus defenses later on. So, when you can, use your phone to record everything you see, along with your recollection of what happened. Video never forgets, and when you remember everything, it's a key factor in getting the compensation you deserve. Once you're back home safe, contact me at DillonGrubbeLaw.com, and we'll get to work.
When you've been injured and have had enough, get tough. Call Duff.
This is the Big Radio Sports Network.
Josh Goldberg and Dan Saunders back courtside at Janesville. Parker awaiting the national anthem. The Vikings in their home whites with gold lettering and green accents. The Verona Wildcats in the away blacks with orange lettering and white accents will have the starting lineups coming up after the anthem and then the opening tip. We're back in a couple of minutes with our ball game. Janesville, Parker, and Verona in Big 8 Girls Basketball and WCLO Janesville Beloit and streaming on the Big Radio app.
A special allocation of cars has just arrived at Hesser Toyota. RAV4s, Camrys, Corollas, Tacomas, Siennas, all models have availability. Hesser Toyota has always been the best place to buy a new vehicle because when you shop Hesser, you get honest upfront numbers right off the bat. So head to Hesser Toyota today to see your new car, truck, or SUV next to Target in Janesville or browse the lot online at HesserToyota.com. Hesser Toyota, no games, no gimmicks, no kidding.
The inaugural season of athletics debuts this fall at Black Hawk Technical College with the Black Hawk Talents competing in sports like volleyball, basketball, bowling, and many more. The addition of an athletics program is just one exciting enhancement of a vibrant student life at Black Hawk, whether that's on campus or in the dorms. Yes, Black Hawk now offers housing opportunities just down the road at Beloit College. There, students can enjoy a range of amenities and a complimentary shuttle service to the main campus. Big things are happening at Black Hawk. Learn more at blackhawk.edu.
You really dig dentistry or the medical field in general, and you'd like to make it a career. Well, listen up, graduating seniors. Premier Oral Surgery is offering a $1,000 scholarship to seniors in the listening area. But you have to apply if you want a chance. Search the web for Premier Oral Surgery Scholarship to find all the details and an application on their website. And good luck from the entire Premier Oral Surgery team.
This is the Big Radio Sports Network.
Starting lineups here at Parker High School, brought to you by Dillon & Groovy, attorneys at law. When you have legal troubles, it's not about whether you get knocked down, it's whether you get up. That's Dillon & Groovy. We'll start with the visiting Verona Wildcats and head coach Lexi Richardson at a forward slash guard is number one, Macy Stremlo. She's a 5'9 freshman. At guard number 11, Noelle Rowwolf. She's a 5'5 sophomore. At guard is number 22, Allie Jursa. She is a 5'9 junior. At forward, number 32, Allison Bosley. She's a 6'3 senior. And at guard is number 44, Emily Jensen. She is a 5'9 senior. Wildcats are 5-0 overall, 4-0 in the Big 8 Conference. They currently sit right behind, I believe, Madison Memorial. Yeah, Madison Memorial, 5-0 in the conference, 6-0 overall. So Verona sitting in second place. Now for the Janesville Parker girls and head coach Katie DeZayo. At guard is number 10, Micaiah Smith. She's a junior, averaging 0.5 points per game. At guard slash forward is number 20, Addison Jones. She's a senior at 1.8 points per contest. At a forward slash guard is number 21, Harper Brandenburg. She's a junior, 10.3 points per contest. At the point guard is number 22, Nakari Tucker. She's a junior, 9.3 points per game. And at shooting guard is number 23, Sophie Brown. She's a junior. She's averaging 3 points per contest. That looks like Amani Pelly's in the starting line. Did she get announced?
Yeah.
Boy, we're off to a good start. Good job, Brick. Looks like Amani Pelly will start instead of Micaiah Smith. Pelly, note number 12, she's a forward, a junior, averaging 6.3 points per game. All right, well, let's see how Thursday goes, and we're back over here. Vikings and the Wildcats will be back here again Thursday for round one of the intra-city matchup. Janesville Parker and Janesville Craig and girls basketball will be on the road with the Parker boys and Madison La Follette coming up on Friday with Sean Maloney and John Barry. And then we'll be over at Craig High School for boys basketball Saturday night for the Craig boys and Oconomowoc in a non-conference matchup. That series has been going for the last few years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they've had some good games.
So it looks like Pelly will jump center against Bosley. Parker will go left to right as we sit opposite the scorer's table.
Oh, good luck to Amani Pelly, giving up about 6 inches here.
Ball's in the air. Oh, hey, that was a... Oh, there's the throwdown after it's tapped to Verona. Macy Stremlo for two, low on the right, and it's 2-0 Wildcats about 5 seconds in.
Nice little set play off of the jump ball there to get an easy layup.
Brandenburg at the right corner gets a screen from Tucker, and it's ripped away by Jursa. Jursa into the front court. Lane opens up. She stumbles, just throws it up. Don't think it was tipped. Yeah, it's going to be Parker basketball. She just
Well, she was having a hard time kind of getting her balance the whole way down the floor there. And
tripped over some pairs of feet and just fell in the lane and tried to throw it up and try at least catch the backboard, but did not, and it went out of bounds. Parker with a basketball. Jones lobs at the free throw line, left elbow to Pelly. Throws it outside to Tucker. Almost knocked away by Jerset. Tucker puts it on the floor, picks it up, tries to hand it to Brandenburg, but Verona with hands everywhere defensively. Not yet a minute gone by. Jones gets a screen from Tucker. Now it's stripped away. Going the other way is Raul Wolf. She'll go in for an uncontested layup, but it's 4-0.
Yeah, Verona's really overplaying the passing lanes here in early going. Parker should look to try to do a little pass fake, maybe a back door, try to loosen that defense up a little bit.
On the dribble is Brown up top, tries to hand it. There we go. Gets it to Tucker, throws one up, baseline left, no good. Turnaround jumper off the rebound by Pelly, and it's good.
Nice. No hesitation there with the with the big Bosley down low. Just shot it right over the top.
Monty Pelly makes it 4-2, Verona. Pass inside to Bosley on Pelly. Turnaround jumper is no good, too strong. Off the glass for Bosley. Rebound by the Vikings. Left corner's Brandenburg. Couple of dribbles with the right hand. Kicks it back to Jones. High on the left. Jones, nice fake right. Goes left. Gets into the paint. Bounce pass in the left corner to Pelly. Throws it outside to Tucker. Left of the key. Tucker looking inside. Throws it to Pelly. A lot of hands. Pelly lobs it outside to Jones. Jones goes baseline left. Throws one up. No, but a foul. And Addison Jones will shoot two foul shots.
Pretty good ball movement there from the Vikings. Got it inside out. Kind of got stuck there on that left side a little bit, and Jones was able to put her head down and get herself to the free throw line.
Foul on Macy Stremlo. First foul of the ball game. Jones at the foul line this year, 3 out of 5. And misses the first. Wide right off the rim. 4-2 Verona. Almost 2 minutes gone by here in the first half. Modest student section behind us. Second one is good, and it's 4-3 Verona. A little bit of a light crowd.
Monday night, not really a normal game night.
Catch and shoot, 3 off one pass in the right corner for Emily Jensen, and she buries it for Verona. 7-3 Wildcats. Tucker guarded at the top by Jersa. Gets a screen from Brandenburg. Good switch, and it's out of bounds off the Wildcats into their bench. Checking in for the first time will be Miley Kennan, junior averaging 3.5 points a game. Kennan will relieve Pelly. So Kennan's got a tough assignment. She posts up on Bosley off the inbound. Kennan down on the block has to kick it out. Here's Jones driving left side, spins into the paint. Turnaround jumper is no good. Check that, that's Sophie Brown. And off of Bosley out of bounds, the rebound will stay with the Vikings. Checking in for Verona is number 10, Alexa Rupp now. 5'2".
Well, her sister played a couple years ago. She wasn't a heck of a lot taller, but she was a good player.
Jones lobbing it to Tucker between the rings off the inbounds. Little body from Jersa. Now handoff back to Jones at the top of the key. Jones backs down into the paint. Throws one up over Bosley. No good. Short. Rebound tried for by Kinnan, but she falls out of bounds. And it'll go to Verona. Parker had the ball quite a bit down there on that last possession.
Yeah, a couple looks, just unable to convert.
But Verona wants to go fast. They do so off the inbounds to Raul Wolf. Right-hand dribble for Jersa down the right side of the lane. She goes up but is fouled. Going to get a foul on the Vikings. And it will be out of bounds to the Wildcats. Miley Keaton will pick up her first foul. Raul Wolf will lob to Jensen, right elbow. They get it down to Bosley. Kennan tries to jump in front of the pass, and then all over as Bosley turns right to the rim, makes the shot, and is fouled.
Well, that's tough. That's a tough matchup for Miley. And I was watching there, and she was working. She was battling early on, but once you get buried behind a big player like Bosley, and she gets the ball that far, you know, down on the box, it's just tough.
Tough break for Kennan. She's on the floor for a minute. She's already got two fouls. Pelly will check back in. So Kennan is out. And Bosley at the free throw line for 3-point play potentially. And it's up, and it's no good off the back rim. Hustle rebound by Verona. As Jurcic chases it down, cross-court pass to Jensen, high on the right. Lob down to Bosley, up and good.
Yeah, Bosley does a nice job of moving without the basketball, cutting across that lane and getting low position. Nice job.
3 minutes gone by, 11-3 Verona. Jones on the dribble, in against Bosley. Contact, no foul, shot short, rebound by Verona. Here comes Raul Wolf. Hits Rupnow. Pass back up top to Jensen. Rupnow has it left to the key. Right wing pass to Raul Wolf. Thought about a three. Now they free up a three for Jursa. That's off the mark. And rebounded by Brandenburg. She'll outlet to Tucker. Nakari almost poked away. And some heavy contact near us at the halfway mark with Tucker and Jursa. Now Jones on the dribble way out front. Pass is going to be right to us and out of bounds.
Well, you see Jersa is really in those passing lanes, playing up the line, just trying to deny anything. Like I said, that's where you got to throw a hard ball fake, let that defender bite. Easy backdoor cut.
Kyra Babbitt, the freshman, averaging 5 points a game, will come in for Tucker.
But that's a little bit of that inexperience. You know, it's you got to recognize that in real time. It might not have been something you went over before the game, but as a player, you got to understand how you're being defended.
Babbitt to Jones, now Brandenburg between the rings. Brown freed up for a three, and she banks it in from the left wing.
Counts the same.
Sophie Brown with a banked three, 11-6 Wildcats. And down the left side of the lane, I think she got a kind of a forearm in the back as she went by. Was Allie Jursa. And that foul will go against Parker. Foul will go against Addison Jones. Third team foul for the Vikings. They lobbed Bosley about 6 feet away from the basket. She kicks it out. Jensen will chuck another three. She'll hit another one.
Yeah, nice inside out off the out-of-bounds play there from Verona.
Emily Jensen with two threes, 14-6. Four and a half minutes gone by in the first half. Brown at the free throw line, throws up a runner high off the glass.
The bank's open for Sophie today.
Wow. Two more points for Sophie Brown, and it's 14-8 Verona. Driving all the way to the basket, but kicking it way out to Bryn Gorzalski, who's in the ball game. Rupnow throws down low to Bosley, posting up, kicks it out. Jensen, right corner three. All right, got to get a body on her.
Very crisp offense. Verona's able to get the ball inside to Bosley, and she's doing a nice job when the defense collapses on her of looking opposite.
Babbitt spots up for a three. That's no good. Long rebound. Pulled away by Jursa. Here she comes into the forecourt in the lane. They work it around outside Gorzalski. She gets it to the free throw line. Picks up on her dribble outside to Rupnow. Rupnow will put it to the floor baseline. Right goes in for the layup and scores. Allie Alexa Rupnow. What happened there?
Line violation. Just a little lackadaisical on that inbounds pass was Babbitt, and didn't get completely out of bounds.
Checking in for Parker will be Micaiah Smith. And also looks like... Who else is in? Who else am I missing? Looks like Kylie Haley's also in. 19-8, Verona will get the basketball. Bosley down low. Turns around, up and under move. Checked that. That's another big one. Ellie Gudovich, a 6 foot junior, and she makes the layup. So more height for Verona. Three outside. Kaya Smith for three. Verona all the way down the floor, driving to the basket. No on a layup by Jursa, but a foul.
Well, Verona's just living in the paint right now, whether it's off the dribble or on an entry pass. And when you play inside out, we talk about that all the time, it's so much easier for those three-point shooters to catch those ones in rhythm when the ball's coming from the inside. We've seen Verona knock a couple down early on.
Addison Jones picks up her second. They lob off the inbounds to Riley Hansen, who's in the ball game. Down low to Gudovich, and she turns around with a little left jump hook. Gudovich for two. She's had 4 points since she's come on. 23-11 Verona. Just under 12 minutes to play in the first half. Haley on the dribble out front, goes baseline left, pulls up for a jumper, high arcing shot, and Kylie Haley for two.
Parker's been able to hit some shots here on the early going, just unable to get any stops on the other end of the floor.
Behind the back pass from Rauwolf. Now driving to the basket is Hansen.
There you go.
Loses control, and Haley comes up with a steal. Here comes Haley for the Vikings. She'll pull up right wing for three. That's going to be short. And
Wedgie.
The ball sticks between the rim and the backboard. We can get Coach Hartwig out there to get that. You think she still can jump that high?
No, I can't.
Could you ever?
Oh, yes. Okay. Back in the day, I had springs.
All right.
Those springs have turned to slinkies.
Can't make me laugh like that. That's good. 23-13. Verona with the basketball. On the dribble is Rauwolf. Gives it up to Hansen, top of the key. She'll feed Jensen. They work to the left side. Rauwolf on the drive in the paint. Throws it up with the right hand. Counted in a foul.
Yeah, this Verona team, as opposed to the last couple of seasons, a little more quickness than we've seen them have. Maybe not quite the star power of, you know, Megan Murphy or Taylor Strumlow, but
right.
Pretty balanced attack here early on.
Who's that really big girl for the last
Briggs?
Couple of years?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, they had three kids that could really shoot the ball.
Right. Foul will be called on Addison Jones. She's got three of Parker's five fouls. Rebound off the missed free throw, pulled down by Pelly. She'll outlet to Sophie Brown. Jones has to go to the bench. Driving is Haley, left side, no good. Rebound pulled down by Gudovich.
Gotta run your offense. Bail Verona out if you come down and just take the first shot.
Jensen, another three. That one finally misses. She was 3 for 3 from deep before that. Rebound by the Wildcats, unfortunately. Raul thought about a three. She loses the handle, now hits a driving Rupp now, baseline left. And we've got a foul underneath. See who the foul is on. I believe it's Kylie Haley, the other freshman who's in the ballgame. 25-13, 10:32 remaining in the first half. Bounce pass to Hansen in the paint. Parker got some hands on it, but Verona comes up with it. Jensen another three. This also a miss. Rebound by Haley for the Vikings.
You gotta know where she is.
Brown on the right wing, trying to get inside to Brandenburg. They haven't gone to her much offensively. Turnaround off the glass, no good for Harper, but she's fouled.
Yeah, and that's something they got to look for. Harper does a good job of getting position, and if nothing else, she draws a lot of contact. Get herself to the free throw line and try to pick up some fouls on the Verona bigs.
Emily Jensen with her first. Second team foul as Brandenburg makes her first free throw. Harper coming into tonight, 13 out of 28 from the foul line, 46%. Checking in will be Natty Ron for the Wildcats as Brandenburg makes both free throws. Parker down by 10, 25-15, 10-12 remaining in the first half. Left wing for Ron. Up top, Hansen. Bounce pass in the paint to Gudovich. She's got Pelly on her defensively. They throw it back outside, rotate it to the left. Ron on the left wing, loses the handle. She's guarded by Smith, gives it up to Hansen, high on the left. Cross-court pass, right wing, Jersa. Shot fake, drives in the paint, scoops one up the right hand, no good. Rebound on the putback by Gudovich, no, but a foul.
And just kind of a slow, too slow of a rotation there on the backside help from Parker. Allowing the dribbler to get all the way to the basket and get the shot up. And Gudovich had inside position on Pelly. They're able to get that offensive board.
Gudovich with a high arcing free throw. A lot of spin on it off the back rim and no good. Foul on Imani Pelly. But that'll be Parker's seventh team foul. So already in the bonus for Verona. Second free throw is on the way. That spins home for Gudovich. She hits one out of two. She'll check out. All right, a little bit small now for the Wildcats. With Bosley and Gudovich, the six-footers both on the bench. Haley up top, crossover, gets a screen. What good switch defensively by Verona. They almost come up with a steal. Haley down the free throw line, or down the lane rather, throws one up, but out of bounds.
Yeah, just a little out of control there, and lost the handle on that one as she was going up. But yeah, I would expect this Verona lineup to pick up the pressure defensively. Try to force some turnovers and get out on the break a little bit.
Jenna Minnick will come in. Brandenburg will sit. 9:25 to go. It's an 11-point Verona lead. Jensen thought about a three. Got Pelly off her feet. Drives into the lane. Floats one. No good. Rebound by the Wildcats. They kick it out. Jersa for three. Left side. And she'll hit. Jersa for three. 29-15. 9:09 remaining. Tucker set to check back in for the Vikings. Smith gets by a defender, or I should say Haley, and now she throws one up, and we got a charge. Well, Haley's gone to the basket almost every time she's gotten the ball down on the other end of the floor.
Well, I don't know that Verona's figured out if she's left-handed yet. Because keeps going that way, and you, like you said, she's getting to the basket, just, you know, a little bit out of control, unable to finish. But, you know, that's something that as she matures and gets more games under her belt, she'll be able to make a little bit smarter decisions.
Checking out is Makaya Smith as Tucker comes back onto the floor. Oh, they lob. Nice cut down the lane for Macy Stremlo. They hit her in stride, and she puts it up for two. And a timeout by Coach DeZeo. 8:45 remaining. It's 31-15 Verona as we go to break on WCLO Janesville Beloit and streaming on the Big Radio app.
Your Hy-Vee store in Janesville is proud to once again recognize the Hy-Vee High School Team of the Month. During the school year, every month, WCLO and Hy-Vee will honor an area team that has achieved success and made their community proud. The chosen team will be featured on the Bear Necessities radio show and join John Berry live in the studio. Stay tuned for the next Hy-Vee High School Team of the Month, presented locally by your Janesville Hy-Vee, proudly supporting our area youth who compete with pride.
It's time to make a difference. Get the credit card that gives back to your community. The local first community credit card from Blackhawk Community Credit Union. This year, BHCCU is proud to partner with Project 1649. Enjoy the same great rate while helping to provide life-changing support and a safe place to live to local homeless youths as they complete their education and transition to independent living. Join us in making a difference. Get your local first community credit card today from Blackhawk Community Credit Union, because local matters.
This is the Big Radio Sports Network.
Josh and Dan back here at Janesville Parker. Amanda Spark back at the studio producing our game, brought to you by the Henke Clarkson Funeral Home. Rely on the experience and compassion at the Henke Clarkson Funeral Home, 1010 North Wright Road, Janesville. They're online at henkeclarkson.com. Our game also presented by K&W Greenery, offering great quality plants, trees, shrubs, annuals, perennials, roses, and tropical plants. Everything to make your life beautiful. Highway 14 in Janesville, that's K&W. Lob down to Pally, turnaround jumper in the lane from 4 feet, good.
Good execution out of a timeout. You love to see that.
But breakdown, breakdown defensively on the other end. Nice block down low, but a foul right before that shot.
And I was just noticing on that inbounds, Noel Rowell for Verona is sporting a nice shiner under the right eye.
Okay, I wasn't sure.
I thought from a distance, I was like, is she wearing mascara? Nope.
She was inbounding, and I was like, okay, that could be shadows and whatever.
No, it's a good one.
Wow. Nakari Tucker gets called for the foul. Free throw missed, but the putback by Stremlo's no good. They kick it out. Three ball by Raul Wolf is no good. Finally, Parker pulls down the rebound. Sophie Brown picks up her dribble at top of the key. Nowhere to go. Nice find to Minnick. She dribbles baseline right. Brown now at the top of the key, trying to run the offense. Lob down low to Pelly. Shot up, no good, short. Rebound out of bounds off Verona.
Pretty good catch by Pelly, because that was a really difficult angle to enter the ball from the top of the key down to the block there.
Oh, lost the handle. Kylie Haley trying to inbound, pass fake, and then just lost it. Then she comes back all the way on defense and gets a block.
Yep, caught it standing on the end line, so it'll be Verona ball. Good hustle, though.
Very.
But, yeah, she kind of just, I don't want to pass it,
right.
But I was, couldn't pull it back.
Jersa will inbound. Oh, nice interception by Tucker. She's double-teamed and fights through it. Tucker all the way down the floor, puts one up, no good.
Boy, a lot of contact there.
Yep. Rebound by Rauwolf. She'll take it down the floor. She'll find Jensen. Down low to Stremlo. Lost the handle. And now Parker has it. Turnover by the Wildcats. Minnick will bring it across the half-court line. Kenna picks up on a dribble, but has nobody to give it to. Now finds Brown. Sophie will spot up for three. Yes!
Yeah, I was going to say.
That's within her range.
If Jensen's going to back off and give her 8 feet, she's going to shoot that.
Jersa out to Jensen for three.
And Jensen's like, that's fine. I'll just get it right back.
Four threes for Jensen. 34-20 Verona. 7:05 left in the first half. Tucker bounce pass. Tried to lead Pelly, but Pelly was kind of stuck on the block. Yeah, didn't go get the ball.
Can't lead your post player. We've talked about that before. When they got somebody leaning on them and they're trying to hold position, you can't lead them.
Haley will check out. Brandenburg back in.
Trust me, I've tried.
I was going to say, do you have any experience with that whatsoever?
Yes, a little bit.
Miley Kennan will also check back in. Pelly out. Kind of a stop and start move, and nice cut down the lane, feeding a Sade Bennett, who's in the ball game for Verona.
Verona played a lot of kids here in the first half.
Little 5'2 junior. Minnick, left wing, Tucker. She'll drive the basket left side. Left-hand layup is no good, but a foul, and Nakari Tucker should go to the free throw line. Foul will be levied against Allie Jersa. Or check that. That'll be against Jensen, her second. Verona's third.
You know, we talk about Parker being a young team. This is a young Verona team, too. I mean, Jensen and Bosley, the only two seniors on their roster. So they're kind of building towards the future as well as trying to compete for the Big Eight this year.
Coach Richardson playing at Wisconsin and relieving Angie Murphy as Tucker makes both foul shots. Parker down 14, 36-22. 6:25 to go. Down the right side of the lane is Rauwolf. Stripped away, and Parker has it. Tucker into the front court. Oh, nice forearm by Dakari Tucker. Throws one off the glass. No good. Bosley back into the game. She gets the rebound. She's getting pummeled from both sides. Verona down the floor. Jersa drives in the lane. Scoops with the left hand. No, but that'll be the 10th team foul on the Vikings, so Jersa will shoot two no matter what.
And Jersa's got a nice first step. She's blown by defenders pretty much at will here tonight.
Foul will be on Kenna Minnick, I believe. Again, 10 team fouls on the Vikings. Jersa at the foul line misses the first. Verona not having a lot of success from the foul line. They've made one free throw. Like 1 for 6 right now. Second one coming from Jersa. That's short. Rebound by Brandenburg. By Brandenburg. Brown up the floor. Bounce pass inside to Keenan. Backing down on Bosley. Keenan has her, throws it right into Bosley's hands.
Good verticality.
Yep. Down the other way. Nobody guarded Bennett. She goes in and is fouled. Coach DeZeo's hot.
Yeah, she wanted a charge there, but I thought Harper might have got there just a tad too late and then didn't really, as much as we hate to say it, didn't really sell it. You know, that's one where you take that contact, you got to hit the deck, and Harper just kind of stood there and absorbed it.
Sade Bennett at the free throw line.
But again,
that one's not good.
A little lack of communication on that secondary break. Nobody had the backside, and Verona was able to push it down the floor and draw that foul.
Second one for Bennett. That's good. Subbing in for Verona is number 3, Bryn Gorzalski. Checking out will be Rauwolf. Boy, you ain't kidding now that I'm noticing that. That's a big play.
It's a good one, yeah.
Looks fresh.
She got hit harder than anybody did in that Tyson-Logan Paul fight.
Down low, look to Tucker, no good. Rebound by Keenan. She puts it up, has it blocked away. Miley trying to fight for it. Bennett comes out of there with it for Verona. Up ahead to Jersa. Jersa down the lane, kicks it out. Back into the game is Rupp now. Gorzalski feeds down low to Bosley, banging in. Tucker strips the ball away from her. Vikings have it. Here's Brown, top of the key. Throws right wing to Tucker. Looking down low for Keenan.
Mismatch.
Oh, I was going to say, Keenan on the little 5'2 junior Bennett, but missed the shot. Can't get her own rebound. That's too bad. Cross-court pass. Rupp now has it left wing. Nakari Tucker looked like she was shot out of a cannon.
This has been quite physical. And especially underneath the basket. I mean, probably on three or four times you could have called a foul for Miley Coonan on that possession that she just had. But they're letting him go, letting him play.
Tucker came flying down the floor and tried to pick up Rupnow on the left wing. And Rupnow was going to look to get the ball away. And I don't think Tucker had enough breaks.
I think if Katie's got any kind of a gripe here, it's like, listen, if you're going to let it go, fine. But the fouls are 10-3.
Right.
You know.
She make that first one.
Both teams are banging here.
So Rupnow with two free throws, 39-22. 4:48 remaining in the first half. They get it down low. Pelly up. No good. Too strong off the glass. Brandenburg tries to get in for the rebound, but it's out of bounds off of Parker. 4:40 remaining. Jersa jogs it up. On the right side. Goes down the lane. Gets a nice screen from Bosley. No good. Oh, rebound Brandenburg and Tucker. Cancel each other out, and Jersa strips it away, but her shot is no good. And then Harper pulls down the board for Parker. 39-22, 4:17 remaining. Brandenburg left elbow, puts it to the floor, backs down, kicks it out. Kyra Babbitt back in the game. Long fadeaway three from the top is no good. High rebound to Bosley for Verona. Jersa left to the key. Gets in the paint, spins, scoops one left hand, good.
Nice move.
Allie Jersa for two makes it 41-22, Verona.
She's been living in the paint.
Tries to get in the paint constantly. Brown gets a hand check outside by Sade Bennett, who will pick up her first foul, but it's only Verona's fourth. Kylie Haley will check back in for Tucker. Looks like the big knee brace is gone, more of like a sleeve.
Mm-hmm.
For Nakari Tucker, who had a knee injury last season. Should ask if she needed stitches from the time we saw her down in Beloit. She got nailed right in the chops.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
Lob down low to Brandenburg. She gets under the hoop, has it stripped away, and it's off of Harper. Kind of got herself buried under there. Didn't have a clear shot in the basket. 41-22, 3:35 to play. Jersa at the top. Hits Rupnow left wing. Back up top to Bennett. They go right side. Jersa feeds Bosley inside. Turnaround over Pelly is no good.
Can't ask for an easier shot than that.
Outlet to Sophie Brown. Bounce pass inside to Pelly. Fade away over Bosley. No good. Bosley the rebound. Just enough kind of a fadeaway to get it up over the outstretched arms of the 6'3 senior Allison Bosley. Jersa drives into the paint. Gives an elbow to Brandenburg. No good on the scoop. Bosley feeds outside to Gorzalski. Now here's Bennett driving the lane. Floats one. Good. Sade Bennett with a little runner and a floater. Just
hard time right now for the Vikings to contain any kind of dribble penetration. Verona's really kind of getting anywhere they want to.
Haley gives it up to Brandenburg at the top of the key. Harper drives the right, left side of the lane. Gets a screen from Pelly. But we got a blocking foul on Bosley.
Well, Harper came around the corner and just ran into a wall there, and it was Allison Bosley who's going to get called for her first foul. She's looking around like I was just standing there.
There's not many people Harper Brandenburg runs into that will cause her to take a few steps back.
That's right.
But Bosley was one of them on that exchange. Bounce pass inside to Pelly. She puts one up off the glass. Good off the inbounds.
It's the second time Parker's been able to score on an inbounds play. Those are the things I talked about in the pregame that, you know, execute properly, get good shots, convert. You can build off that stuff.
Nice crossover. And a runner is no good by Rupp now, but there to clean it up is Bosley for two on the right side. 45-24, 2:05 left in the first half. Babbitt up top to Brown, gets a screen for Sophie. She picks up her dribble, though, and gives it away to Babbitt, left side. Tries a crossover, but it's off the foot of Rupp now into the Verona bench. Timeout by Coach DeZeo. Minute 54 remaining. It's 45-24 of Wildcats as we go to break on WCLO Janesville Beloit and streaming on the Big Radio app.
A shiny red toy comes to life when children use their imagination. Rev up the excitement at Johnson Tractor. Now through December 31st, it's the genuine Case IH toy extravaganza. Get $15 off for every $100 spent on genuine Case IH toys. Whether you're shopping for the kids or the kid in you, this deal is too good to miss. Let your little ones explore the world of farming with genuine Case IH toys. Hurry to Johnson Tractor today and make this holiday season unforgettable. Sale ends December 31st.
This is the Big Radio Sports Network.
High school girls basketball on WCLO tonight, brought to you by Premier Oral Surgery, serving Janesville and Monroe. You can check out their website and apply for their $1,000 scholarship. Our game also brought to you by Johnson Tractor from Land O'Lawn. No matter what size the purchase, you'll be glad you chose Johnson Tractor. Locations in Janesville and Judah. Parker with the basketball, down 45-24. Yep, that's a travel. Stopping on a dime was Micaiah Smith at the top. And gets called for steps. Turnover by Parker. 45-24 Verona. Jersa left to the key, guarded by Brandenburg. Goes the right side of the lane, stops. Throws it out to Gorzalski. Or check that, that's Ron who's back in the ballgame. Jersa, shovel pass to Bennett, passes up on a three. Rupp now does the same, throws it down low to Bosley, turn around, blocked from behind by Pelly. Clean block by Imani Pelly. Parker now has it. Here's Brandenburg down the lane, scoops with the left hand, good. Harper's first field goal.
Yeah, that one right over the top of Bosley again. Tough shot.
45-26, a minute five to play in the first half. Rupp now, top of the key, fakes a three. Scoops it to Ron. Ron, cross-court pass to Jersa. High on the left. She's going to take on Brandenburg, driving down the lane. Scoops one up. Good defense from Harper. Oh, ball loose. And a cutting Bosley missed the runner. Gets her own rebound. Misses the putback. Ball's loose on the floor. Who's got it? Brandenburg. And the Vikings come out of there with it.
Wow. Verona had three layups, and they missed all of them.
Babbitt high on the left to Brown. Sophie, couple of left-hand dribbles, picks up inside mid-range, now gives it outside to Brandenburg. She drives the lane, throws one up off the glass, no good. Right there to clean it up is Pelly. She missed the putback. Oh, man.
Both teams, couple chances to get some easy putbacks, just not able to convert.
15 seconds to go. Jersey gets a screen, left elbow. Thought about a jumper. Bosley at the top, 7 seconds. Bennett drives the right side, throws up a runner, no good. Rebound by Parker. 1 second and stripped away and no foul at midcourt. And that's where we go into the locker room at the half. 18 minutes down here at Parker. Verona with the lead, 45-26 over the Vikings on WCLO Janesville Beloit and streaming on the Big Radio app.
Jingle blooms, jingle blooms. Hi, this is Jordan at K&W Greenery, and luckily we're much better growers than we are carolers. Come see the beautiful jingle blooms, also known as poinsettias, in our greenhouse. Every color, every size, perfect for your home or as a Christmas gift to friends and neighbors. Delivery available too, straight from our greenhouse home to yours. K&W Greenery, Highway 14, Janesville.
With no warning whatsoever, I experienced a heart attack. I had the so-called widowmaker, where my heart completely shut down. The people at Mercy Health got me through that experience safely, completely. They knew what to do, and they knew how to do it, and in such a way that I was able to survive without consequence.
We're advancing medicine with one goal in mind, to provide the best heart and vascular care to get you back to enjoying life. Mercy Health, a passion for making lives better.
Appreciation and thanks go hand in hand. Ryan Lenzendorf, funeral director at the Hanke Clarkson Funeral Home, shares his feelings.
We understand there are several choices when considering a funeral home, and we sincerely appreciate those families that choose us.
At Hanke Clarkson Funeral Home, we consider it a privilege and an honor to serve the families of this community, and we want to say thank you for entrusting us.
Rely on the experience and compassion at the Hanke Clarkson Funeral Home, 1010 North Wright Road, Janesville, online at hankeclarkson.com.
Nobody knows windows like Wanakee Remodeling. Their Renewal by Anderson windows are durable, beautiful, custom-crafted, made to order, and professionally installed. Energy-efficient windows from Wanakee Remodeling and Renewal by Anderson offer you the elegance, strength, and stability of wood with the low-maintenance features of vinyl. This month, save 20% off your window and patio door project. Minimum purchase of four plus special financing. Visit WanakeeRemodeling.com.
This is the Big Radio Sports Network.
Josh and Dan back here on the Culver's Halftime Show. It's 45-26 in favor of Verona over Janesville Parker in Big 8 girls basketball. Verona with some struggles to the foul line. I feel like if they could make, you know, half of the shots they miss, it'd be a bigger one. But Parker's also had a chance. But then again, they've also banked in some shots. Yep. and thrown up some kind of runners that have been, for lack of a better word, prayers that have gone in. But the Vikings still, you know, playing very, very hard and no lack of effort against this Verona team.
No, it's been a good effort all the way around both teams. It's been very physical. Yeah, I mean, if you're Verona, when you couple in the missed free throws, I'm kind of surprised at how many bunnies Bosley has missed here in the first half. They probably, you know, up 19, they probably feel like they should be up close to 30. But, you know, the Vikings doing a good job of, you know, hanging around in the game, making it difficult on Verona, matching their energy. You know, both teams going deep into their bench. Parker kind of had to with some early foul trouble, and Verona's just, you know, they've got a lot of depth, so they're playing a lot of kids. But, you know, kind of what we thought, but, you know, some good things to take away if you're the Vikings. You executed some nice set plays out of timeouts, sideline out of bounds under, you know. It's been tough for them to actually run a half-court offense. Verona's ball pressure picking up really high has kind of affected that, but, you know, still another half of basketball to go, and we'll see if Parker can clean a few things up.
Hey, has it been a deterrent that you have seen for Bosley being so big underneath? I mean, it looks like Pally's not afraid, Brandenburg's not afraid of going down in there. Now, have it being a problem, I mean, Keenan's gotten, you know, some shots blocked just because of the height and the wingspan and the reach, but it doesn't seem like they're shying away from going down low.
No, not too much, and, you know, Bosley's a tall girl, but she's not really getting off the floor. It's just kind of putting the hands up and trying to stay vertical, which is a good defensive strategy for her to mitigate fouls. But it has allowed Parker to get in there and get some up on the glass. You know, a lot of them haven't fallen, but they've had some pretty good looks.
All right, it's 45-26, the Culver's Halftime Show here at Janesville Parker. Vikings trailing Verona. And the Wildcats and Big 8 girls basketball will run through some of the numbers when we come back in a couple of minutes on WCLO Janesville Beloit and streaming on the Big Radio app.
You know what makes the perfect holiday gift or stocking stuffer? That's oh so easy. Give the gift of deliciousness. Culver's gift cards are always a welcome treat. Nothing says I care like a grilled-to-order Butterburger and a handcrafted fresh-frozen concrete mixer. Available in any amount, $5 to $250. So perfect for anyone on your list. Buy $40 in gift cards and get a $10 voucher now through December 29th. Stop into your locally owned Culver's of Janesville or Beloit today. Welcome to Delicious.
Wondering how we landed on the name Educators Credit Union? Our mission is all about educating and empowering members like you to make informed financial decisions. And we're passionate about providing free financial education to local communities and classrooms. So, our name may be Educators Credit Union, but you don't have to be a teacher to join. Membership is open to anyone who lives or works in southeastern Wisconsin, no matter your career. Learn more at ecu.com. Federally insured by NCUA.
Time now for another free piece of legal advice. Let's go to Duffy Dillon from Dillon Groovy Attorneys at Law.
When you're hurt in a crash, it's easy to forget small details that insurance companies will use to raise bogus defenses later on. So, when you can, use your phone to record everything you see, along with your recollection of what happened. Video never forgets. And when you remember everything, it's a key factor in getting the compensation you deserve. Once you're back home safe, contact me at DylanGrubyLaw.com and we'll get to work.
When you've been injured and have had enough, get tough. Call Duff.
Life keeps moving, and so should you. If chronic joint pain is slowing you down, the exceptional team of orthopedic specialists at SSM Health in Janesville will listen to your concerns, answer any questions, and partner with you to develop personal goals and a treatment plan that works for you. It's time to get moving again, pain-free. Visit SSMHealth.com/JanesvilleOrtho to learn more and request an appointment.
Holidays from WCLO, Janesville, Beloit.
Josh Goldberg, Dan Saunders here at Janesville Parker. Verona out for the warm-ups heading into the second half. This is the only Big 8 girls basketball game in the area. Big 8 teams in action tomorrow night. Janesville Craig will be at Stoughton for a non-conference matchup. Madison Memorial will be at Monona Grove tomorrow night. And then conference play returns on Thursday. And we'll be back here at Parker for the Cougar Girls and the Parker Vikings. Halftime statistics for the Parker Vikings. Sophie Brown, their leading scorer. 8 points, including a couple of threes. 6 for Imani Pelly. 4 points for Harper Brandenburg. 3 points for Micaiah Smith. 2 for Kylie Haley. 2 for Nakari Tucker. And 1 for Addison Jones. Vikings from the line, not bad. 5 out of 6. For Verona, they had 8 players score in that first half, led by Emily Jensen with 12. She had 4 threes. 6 points for Allison Bosley, 5 apiece for Ellie Goodovish, Allie Jursa, and also Sade Bennett. 4 points apiece for Macy Stremlow, Alexa Rupnow, and Noelle Rowell-Wolf. Verona from the line, though, 4 out of 11 in that first half. 45-26 is our score. We'll be back with the second half after this on WCLO Janesville Beloit and streaming on the Big Radio app.
A special allocation of cars has just arrived at Hesser Toyota. RAV4s, Camrys, Corollas, Tacomas, Siennas, all models have availability. Hesser Toyota has always been the best place to buy a new vehicle because when you shop Hesser, you get honest upfront numbers right off the bat. So head to Hesser Toyota today to see your new car, truck, or SUV next to Target in Janesville or browse the lot online at HesserToyota.com. Hesser Toyota, no games, no gimmicks, no kidding.
The inaugural season of athletics debuts this fall at Black Hawk Technical College with the Black Hawk Talents competing in sports like volleyball, basketball, bowling, and many more. The addition of an athletics program is just one exciting enhancement of a vibrant student life at Black Hawk, whether that's on campus or in the dorms. Yes, Black Hawk now offers housing opportunities just down the road at Beloit College. There, students can enjoy a range of amenities and a complimentary shuttle service to the main campus. Big things are happening at Black Hawk. Learn more at blackhawk.edu.
You really dig dentistry or the medical field in general, and you'd like to make it a career. Well, listen up, graduating seniors. Premier Oral Surgery is offering a $1,000 scholarship to seniors in the listening area. But you have to apply if you want a chance. Search the web for Premier Oral Surgery Scholarship to find all the details and an application on their website. And good luck from the entire Premier Oral Surgery team.
This is the Big Radio Sports Network.
Tonight's game on WCLO is being brought to you by the Mercy Health System, a passion for making lives better. That's Mercy Health. Also presented by Hesser Toyota, the best source of quality pre-driven vehicles. Hesser Toyota, no games, no gimmicks, no kidding in Janesville. 45-26. Verona, Vikings will get the ball. Team switch ends. Parker will get an inbound from Sophie Brown and Akari Tucker. Tucker just inside the half-court line, gets a screen from Addison Jones. Jones with 3 fouls, something to watch. Nice running of the baseline. They hit Brown in the left corner. That was a good setup play. Yep. Brown just missed the 3. Lead pass to Jensen. She hits a cutting Stremlow. Macy down low, kicks it out. Jursa, right wing, fakes a 3. Now shoots 1, too big. Stremlow gets the rebound and is on the end line, out of bounds. We'll go to Parker.
But yeah, you said it. I mean, coming out of half, execute your play, you get the shot that you draw up on the board, and, you know, sometimes they go in, sometimes they don't, but those are nice things as a coach that you can look at and show the girls, like, hey, we got exactly what we wanted.
Brown being guarded by Rauwolf, gets down inside the right elbow, turnaround jumper, no good. Rebound flies in for Keenan, no good on the putback, rebound by Verona. Good aggressiveness from Miley. Left side, is that Jensen? Of course it is.
Man.
Little shades of Megan Murphy.
A little bit. Former when she player. Makes them when they don't hit the rim.
48-26 on a three by Jensen. Keenan mid-range right side out to Brandenburg. Harper with the left hand. Kicks it out. Tucker left side. Drives baseline left. Throws one up. And Jensen will get the rebound. 22-point lead. Right side, Jersa. Just made a three last trip down. Or no, that was Jensen. Jersenel knifing through the lane. Misses the shot. Stremlo gets the rebound. The putback. No, but a foul.
Yeah, and Macy Stremlo, a little different kind of a player than her sister Taylor. Taylor, obviously, excellent point guard, really saw the floor well, and Macy seems to play a little bit more down low.
Stremlo at the free throw line makes the first. Addison Jones will check out. Makai Smith will check in. Yeah, Parker Keenan also out.
I remember seeing Taylor Stremlo as a freshman.
Yeah.
And being like, holy cow, she is going to be something in 3 years. And unfortunately, she missed a year with that knee injury, but heck of a career.
I remember, yeah, we were there. She was on a scooter.
Yeah.
Kind of around one of those scooters. Parker down the floor after the missed free throw from Stremlo. Brandenburg running shot right side, no good. Out of the lane, Bosley gets the rebound for the Wildcats. Lead pass all the way down for Jersa. The scoop is good. Jersa with a leak out. Parker can't get back in time.
Yep, got to talk. Got to have somebody as that back line of defense.
Brandenburg left corner. Smith for three. No good. Front of the rim. Jensen the rebound for Verona. She'll hand it off to Rupp now. Rupp now all the way down the floor. Cross-court pass. Jersa passes up on a three. Down low to Stremlo. Oh, thought there was a travel there, but shot no good. Rebound by Pelly. They lob to Smith. Baseline left. Puts one up. No good. Rebound fought for. Pulled out of there by Rupp now. One-arm pass. Cross court. Three from Jensen. I think that missed everything. Out of bounds. 51-26. About 2.5 minutes gone by here in the second half. Tucker will walk it up. Jersa will meet her at midcourt. Crossover by Nakari. Fires one to Micaiah Smith. Hands off to Brown. Sophie passes in the lane. Turnaround jumper about 8 feet away from Amani Pelly's no good. Rebound by the Wildcats. Jersa right of the key. Drives with the left hand to the elbow. Step through. Shot up. No good. Rebound and the putback is good.
Yeah, she's just got a motor. I mean, she's going 100 miles an hour this whole game.
Allie Jersa has 9, 53-26. Tucker guarded by Jersa defensively. Brandenburg tries for a screen. Tucker blocked away by Bosley.
That was like a volleyball set.
Jensen left alone right wing.
Yeah, a little...
I can tell you how that ended.
Yep. A little 11-0 run here for... Verona to start the half.
Brandenburg as Wildcats lead by 30, 56-26. Brown to the right elbow, throws one up. That's no good.
Yeah, don't.
We're just kind of.
Don't get away from what you're trying to do here. Don't be worrying about the scoreboard right now.
Bosley all the way down the floor and a lead pass and a foul on top of it on the feed from Rauwolf near midcourt.
Yep, just. Stick with your game plan. Keep doing what you're doing. Try to run your stuff. I know it's hard when you're down 30, but you're going to dig yourself an even bigger hole if you get away from what you're trying to do and just start firing stuff up.
Bosley hits the shot, is fouled.
And Verona right now, they're just beating Parker down the floor.
Right. That's been the last couple times.
And when you've got your 6'3" center outrunning everybody, that's something as a coach you got to say, come on, you know, let's... Let's get back with it. Keep that intensity that we had in the first half.
Bosley misses the free throw. Brandenburg pulls it down. Three from Sophie Brown on the right side.
Needed a basket.
Brown's third three. She's got 11. 58-29, Verona. Jersa down low. Kicks it out, Jensen. No good off the back rim. Jersa gets the long rebound. She fires it out to the left side to Rupp now. Top of the key. Pass down the way, but Verona chases that down. Jersa will pull up top of the key.
Yeah, just too much space.
Yep.
Harper was about 6 feet off her, and Jersa said, thank you very much. I'll step into that and knock it down.
Eight threes now for Verona. 61-29. Nice crossover by Haley. Runner from the block is no, or from the elbow is no good. Rebound. Haley gets her own. And finally, we've got a jump ball. Good grief. Nice pile down there in the lane. Checking in is Gudovich.
Well, Kylie Haley gives you effort. You know, she plays hard. She sticks her nose in there. She's not worried about being a freshman. She's like, hey, I'm out here trying to score. I'm going to get on the floor. Good job.
Brandenburg, Babbitt, Pelly on the floor, as well as Brown and Haley. Nice cut to Jensen in the lane. Missed the shot. Brandenburg can't corral the rebound. Runner in the lane by Rupnow is no good. Rebound by Verona. Oh, Jersa wide open for a three left wing. Yep.
Yeah, you can't give Verona three and four opportunities. They're gonna burn you.
Ninth three makes it 64-29, 12-20 remaining in the ballgame. Haley high on the right, crosses over. Gives it up to Babbitt. Freshman, who has 5 points a game, scoreless, down low on the right. Pelly forces up a shot. That's no good. Here comes Jersa up the floor. Two on two. Jersa against Brown. Allie scoops one up at the right end. She really likes that scoop.
She does, and she does a nice job. Just a little bit of a hesitation there to get Sophie Brown on her heels, and that quick step to Jersa's got just blew right past her.
66-29. Jersa strips away Babbitt, and layup is good. Timeout by Coach DeZeo. 68-29, 11:44 remaining as we go to break. It's all Verona on WCLO Janesville Beloit and streaming on the Big Radio app.
Your Hy-Vee store in Janesville is proud to once again recognize the Hy-Vee High School Team of the Month. During the school year, every month, WCLO and Hy-Vee will honor an area team that has achieved success and made their community proud. The chosen team will be featured on the Bear Necessities radio show and join John Berry live in the studio. Stay tuned for the next Hy-Vee High School Team of the Month, presented locally by your Janesville Hy-Vee, proudly supporting our area youth who compete with pride.
At Black Hawk Community Credit Union, banking is what they do, and people is who they are. BHCCU was founded for you and by you, and will continue to grow and change based on your financial needs. Because at BHCCU, they do what's right for its members. You're invited to join a community of people that care with Black Hawk Community Credit Union. A shared past, a strong future, community is their middle name. Member NCUA.
This is the Big Radio Sports Network.
High school girls basketball on WCLO tonight is brought to you by Wanakee Remodeling to make everything old look new again. You can find them online at wanakeeremodeling.com. Our game also presented by Blackhawk Technical College, now offering university transfer degrees. The path to a bachelor's degree starts at Blackhawk. Learn more at blackhawk.edu. Turnover from the Vikings on the right wing. Here comes Verona. Rupnell. Lobs inside. Gudovich turns around, scoops with the right hand. No. A lot of contact. No foul called. Parker with the rebound. Here's Sophie Brown to Haley. Puts it on the floor. Back to Brown. Haley at the top. Can't handle it. She picks it up. Throws it to Babbitt. They get it to Keenan left side. Up top to Babbitt. Saves it from going over and back. Parker pretty disjointed right now. Well, they just threw it down low to nobody. There's nobody in the paint. I don't know what.
Well, the
who they were yelling
the,
to get it
the,
to?
Yeah, the bench, the players on the bench were yelling, I think, to try to get the ball to Pelly, but just not really in a position there to do that, and it was a tough pass.
68-29, Verona with a basketball. Rupp now, right wing, guarded by Pelly. Lob down, good defense by Keenan, but they get it back down to Gudovich. She's double-teamed, throws it out. They rotate it around left. Driving is Raul Wolf. Shot is good. Noel Raul Wolf for two. 70-29.
Verona just doesn't really waste possessions, do they? I mean, they even when they don't score, more often than not, they're getting the shot they want.
Keenan gets in a shoulder into Sade Bennett down low on a mismatch, but misses the shot. Here comes Verona with a basketball. Rupp now against Haley. They kick it left side, baseline left. Ron with a shot is no good for Verona. Rebound by Parker. 10:08 remaining. Spot up three for Babbitt. Off balance, no good. Long rebound away to Raul Wolf. Nice bounce pass across the lane. Layup is good. Good look to Natty Ron. 72-29. 9:52 remaining. Haley on the left wing goes baseline. Lobs it inside to Pelly. Shot up and good.
Nice. She's been able to get pretty good position a handful of times and score tonight, which is good to see.
Pelly for two makes it 72-31. 9:33 remaining. They get it down to Gudovich. She turns a little jump hook, blocked by Keenan, and out of bounds off Parker. Nice defense by Miley.
And she's battling down there.
Tucker, Brown, Brandenburg, Jones, and Smith all come in. Line change for the Vikings. Also on the floor, I believe, for the first time, is Dylan Roddick for Verona. Rupp now driving into the paint. Gets it out to Roddick. Big old knee brace on her left knee. Roddick in the post. Blocked away by Jones. Rupp now baseline right from 6 feet is good.
Yeah, and Addison Jones easily could have been called for her fifth foul there, reaching over the top.
74-31, 9:06 remaining. Smith out on the left wing. She's fouled by Rupp now. That is the first foul on Verona 9 minutes in.
Well, and only three
total
the entire half after Parker had more than 10 in the first.
So first foul on Verona, two on the Vikings. Oh, inside pass to Brandenburg through her hands from Nakari Tucker. Sade Bennett down the right side of the lane. Tucker was just riding her the whole way with the right arm. And now we're at a running clock, under 9 minutes to play, and a 43-point lead for Verona.
Yeah, after a pretty competitive first half, what do we got here? 28-5.
Shot up, no good off the inbounds by Roddick, but she's fouled, and she'll shoot free throws. This is where time is really going to tick off.
Yep. But yeah, 28-5 this half, this run Verona's on. That's tough to overcome.
Again, Vikings back here Thursday hosting crosstown rival Craig. Dylan Roddick, a 5'9 junior at the free throw line, misses the first. Clock's ticking off with the mercy rule, a 40-point lead, under 9 minutes to play.
See, this is where, like, if you're a sub and you come in the running clock situation, like, you can't shoot your free throws like Giannis. Like, just get it and shoot it. Because, like, I got to get some run going here.
Right. Tucker almost gets the ball stripped away. Brandenburg has it, top of the key, backs down into the lane, shot up off the glass, no good. Roddick with a box out on Tucker and gets the rebound for Verona. She outlets to Raul Wolf. Raul Wolf down low, finds Bennett, nobody with her. Sade Bennett for two, 76-31. Things starting to break down a little bit here
for
Parker.
Yep.
Addison Jones throws cross-court to Brown on the far side in front of the bench.
It's one of those things. I understand the idea with the running clock and, you know, to keep some of these scores from getting really lopsided. But I think psychologically for the team that's losing, once it gets to that point, it's hard to stay focused. It just is.
You should see how fast the second half's going football.
Yeah,
I
bet.
It's amazing. With that mercy rule, 35 points. Inbounds pass to Brandenburg, kicks it out to Tucker. Nakari into the paint. Shot up with the left hand, no, but she's fouled. And Nakari Tucker will shoot free throws. Foul on Verona. will be assessed against Riley Hansen, who's in the ballgame for the Wildcats. Her first, team's third. Tucker at the free throw line with the clock ticking. No good on the first. Tucker coming into the game, 84% from the line, 16 out of 19. Now she's 3 out of 4 from the stripe. Second one coming up. And, oh, rims out, no good. Rebound off the Wildcats. Jersa battling with Brandenburg. It'll stay with Parker. Jones will inbound. Haley, Brandenburg, Brown, Jones, and Tucker on the floor. They free up Brown on a screen for a three. She just misses it long. Rebound, though, for Tucker for Parker. Vikings keep possession. Brandenburg, oh, to the glass, but a reach-in foul by Verona. They'll get Bennett for her third.
Yeah, Harper had a mouse in the house there. She had Bennett on her and was begging for it. They just had a hard time getting her the ball.
How has Bennett found herself down low guarding the post on a number of possessions? A
couple times, yeah.
5'2", shortest player on the team. Nice inside position pass to Brandenburg. She has it blocked but is fouled.
Sometimes that just those things that just have a tendency to happen in games. Sometimes it's designed, sometimes it's unintentional, but
foul will be called against Stremlo. Her second. You know, Brandenburg like makes the free throw.
Left fielder runs into the wall, has to come out of the game, and the next at bat, you know it's going to get hit to the substitute. It's inevitable.
Harper misses her second. And rebound pulled down by Bosley.
I got to think Bosley's going to lead the conference in rebounding, don't you?
I would have to think so. Jensen between the rings to Ron. Down low, Stremlo. Shot up. Oh, almost blocked. I thought Jones had that. Stremlo for two, low on the right. 78-32, 4:24 remaining. Three ball by Brown, right wing is no good. Rebound underneath by Jensen. Starter should be in by now, you think?
Well, you talking for Verona?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, she's been subbing.
Yes.
So, I mean.
All right. I was just curious. Stremlo again, low on the right. Fights through a foul on Brown. And Stremlo for two, plus a foul.
Yep, now you're kind of seeing another line change coming for the Wildcats here. This will probably be the last we'll see of their starting unit.
Sophie Brown will get her second.
It's something that's been well documented over the years.
I didn't want to go there, but yes.
You know, and we've talked about it. I never have a huge problem with coaches, you know, playing their starters because, you know, they've earned the minutes, but okay. You know, you get into these situations, and if you can, and you can get everybody else in, that's what you're trying to do. But Verona has really been playing pretty much their whole roster,
yes,
all night long, with the exception of Roddick. I mean, she was the last one off the bench. So.
Yeah, I don't have number 30 in, but she might not be. Verona has a couple players not dressed, yeah, as well.
And, you know, there's not 18, 19 kids on the roster. Parker's got 10 and Verona's got 12. So
right.
There's, you know, not huge benches.
Parker with an entry pass to Keenan that's knocked away. Roddick's going to shoot a three. That's off the back rim, no good. Kylie Haley, the rebound for the Vikings. Under 3 minutes to play. It's 81-32, Verona. Haley drives down the left side of the lane, throws one up, no good. Bennett with the rebound for Verona. Roddick now right wing, guarded by Brandenburg. Roddick with the left-hand dribble, kicks it back on the right wing to Rupp now. They try to find Roddick in the post, and we've got a foul underneath on Parker. I think that's going to go against Brandenburg.
Yep. He's trying to poke that away from behind, and when you're giving up that much size, it's hard to do.
Sixth team foul.
That's one where as a smaller player, you got to try to release, get away from the body, and come around, use your speed and quickness.
Parker with a line change as Minnick comes in. Brown is in. Smith, Pelly, and Babbitt all on the floor for the Vikings. Rupp now lobs in at the top to Gudovich. They get down low. Roddick turnaround jumper is good.
Well, they were trying to get her a bucket.
Yep.
She'd been getting good position down there, just didn't get anything to fall until that last one.
Minnick down low. Turnaround for Pelly is off the glass and good. She's been pretty effective down low.
Yep.
Amani Pelly for two. She's got double digits, 83-34, 90 seconds left to play. Roddick on the left wing looking inside to Gudovich. Feeds her in the post. Gudovich outside. Hansen thought about a three. Nice crossover. Hansen drives the lane and scores. Good move by Riley Hansen. Her first points. Three for Sophie Brown, left wing. That's no good. Babbitt the rebound. Throws it out to Minnick. She had a clear path to the basket on the putback. Brown high up top. Guarded by Babbitt. Or check that, guarded by Roddick. Now on the left wing is Minnick. Getting to the free throw line. Pass outside to Smith. Now Brown has it. Right wing. Feeds inside. Oh, Pelly lost the handle. Was knocked away by Gudovich. 40 seconds to go. Bennett with the dribble.
Yep, this will be end of the road here. Verona's going to pull this one out, looks like. Let the last 30 seconds tick off.
85-34. As Rupp now has it right near midcourt. She'll hand it off to Roddick. Dillon guarded by Brown. Now to Bennett. Now a double team. Verona just playing keep away for the last minute. Roddick better get rid of it. She's going to get called for 5 seconds. Hansen on the right side. Dribbles through a double team. And she traveled with a basketball.
That'll do it.
That will do it. So this one is over at the Parker Gym. Big 8 girls basketball. Verona stays unbeaten as the Wildcats top the Vikings 85-34. We'll come back with a quick postgame wrap-up after this on WCLO Janesville Beloit and streaming on the Big Radio app.
A Blaine's Farm and Fleet original story.
These are going to be the best pancakes ever.
Sure are. Let's see. Presto griddle, Pyrex mixing bowls.
Oh, and KT birdseed.
Birdseed?
Yep. For the world's first pancake bird feeder snowman. Ta-da!
For home-cooked breakfasts, special bird feeders, and everything in between, we've got the values you need to do things your way. Blaine's Farm and Fleet. Be an original.
At the Hanke Clarkson Funeral Home in Janesville, they are proud to do their part in honoring our country's veterans. Business manager Roger Hanke explains.
Our desire is to provide you and your family with professionalism and dignified assistance during your time of need. We promise to support you in honoring your loved one for their dedication and selfless service to our country.
Rely on the experience and compassion at the Hanke Clarkson Funeral Home, 1010 North Wright Road, Janesville. Online at hankeclarkson.com.
Nobody knows windows like Wanakee Remodeling. Their Renewal by Anderson windows are durable, beautiful, custom crafted, made to order, and professionally installed. Energy efficient windows from Wanakee Remodeling and Renewal by Anderson offer you the elegance, strength, and stability of wood with the low maintenance features of vinyl. This month, save 20% off your window and patio door project. Minimum purchase of four plus special financing. Visit WanakeeRemodeling.com.
This is the Big Radio Sports Network.
High school girls basketball on WCLO tonight has been brought to you in part by SSM Health, Dillon and Gruby, attorneys at law, Culver's of Janesville, Blaine's Farm and Fleet, your local Janesville Hy-Vee, Blackhawk Community Credit Union, Blackhawk Technical College, the Beloit Health System, Wanakee Remodeling, Hester Toyota, the Mercy Health System, Johnson Tractor, Premier Oral Surgery, K&W Greenery, Hanke Clarkson Funeral Home, and Educators Credit Union. 85-34, Big 8 girls basketball final score as Verona comes to Janesville Parker and downs the Vikings. We knew this was going to be a tough one coming in. Parker, I thought, played a more spirited first half, got kind of some lucky breaks at the basket. That luck did not translate to the second half. In fact, Parker with only 8 points in that second half after scoring 26 the first half. So, things just kind of ran out for them, and Verona just kept doing what it does and hammering away and not really letting up until the final buzzer.
Yeah, I mean, they turned it up in the second half, and, you know, like I said, at halftime, they went in up 19. I think they probably had to feel like they should have been up 30, considering some of the things that went on in the first half. But, you know, pretty ugly last 18 minutes for the Vikings, but I think you've got some things you can pick out of the first half if you're Coach DeZayo and her staff to be pleased about, stuff to build on. I'm not sure I would show much of the second half because once the score got to about 35, it really kind of just got very sloppy.
Well, like you said, that also has a mental effect.
It does. So there's not a lot you're going to worry about in that second half. But, as we talked about at halftime, running some stuff, executing your offensive plays, your stuff out of timeouts, your out-of-bounds unders, all stuff you can build on going into your rivalry game this week against Craig.
Yep, that'll be on Thursday. Find a look at the numbers on the Blaine's Farm and Fleet postgame wrap-up. Find value every day at Blaine's Farm and Fleet. One player in double figures for Parker. Two players for double figures for Parker. That was Sophie Brown. She had three threes and a two for 11 points. 10 points for Imani Pelly. All those came in the paint. She did a good job down there. 5 points for Harper Brandenburg. 3 points for Micaiah Smith. 2 points for Nakari Tucker. She had a rough game. 2 points for Kylie Haley as well. And 1 point for Addison Jones. She had a rough game as well. Gotten some early foul trouble. And she had to sit on the bench. Parker from the line was 6 out of 10 at the stripe. Verona had 1, 2, 3 players in double figures. 19 points for Allie Jursa. She had 3 threes. 18 points for Emily Jensen. All on threes. 6 of those. 10 points for Macy Stremlo. But Verona from the line was only 6 out of 17. You run into a game with Madison Memorial trying to win the conference. You don't improve your free throw shooting. That could be a big factor.
Huge, yeah. You're not going to beat good teams in big games if you're shooting 33% from the line.
Oh, just 6 out of 17. All right, a Hy-Vee player of the game.
I liked what I saw from Imani Pelly tonight. Okay. I thought she did a nice job battling down low, giving up some size, but was able to do a good job and hold her ground and score some points.
All right, that's Imani Pelly, the junior, your local Janesville Hy-Vee player of the game. Your local Janesville Hy-Vee is employee-owned with a smile in every aisle. Proud sponsors of WCLO's High School Team of the Month. Well, that will do it for our game broadcast tonight. Thanks to Amanda Spark, our producer back at the studio, my partner Dan Saunders. My name is Josh Goldberg. We'll be back here on Thursday for the intra-city matchup of girls basketball as the Vikings will host Janesville Craig. Until then, once again, our final score here tonight, Janesville Parker falls to Verona in Big 8 girls basketball 85-34. You've been listening to News Radio WCLO Janesville Beloit, AM 1230 and FM 92.7, online at WCLO.com, and streaming on the Big Radio app for your Apple or Android device. Good night from Janesville Parker High School.
You've been listening to a special presentation from WCLO and the Big Radio Sports Network. Podcasts of our local game broadcasts can be found at WCLO.com. We now return to your regularly scheduled program already in progress on Southern Wisconsin's home for news, sports, and talk. AM 1230 and FM 92.7 WCLO, Janesville, Beloit.